Hey, now when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, people out there. The one and only Sam Bushman says, hey, we're up. So that's what we're doing. We're up on live radio. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter anything short of the second coming of Christ, end of the world, a nuclear war, us getting run over by a truck, assassinated by Mossad. We will be here doing the Lord's work, our Lord and Savior. That's what we're going to be doing. And by the way, it is November the 16th. In the year of our Lord, none other than our Lord, Jesus Christ, who saved our sorry, rotten, miserable souls. And we did not need, I say we, especially I am not just the sinner, I'm the chief sinner. Jesus Christ saved my soul back in February the 8th of 2009. And it was nothing I did. It was just pure through the grace of God. Just that's it. You know, you can, I'm going off on a slight rabbit trail here, but y'all are used to that. You know, you have 1,400 different religious philosophies. They're Christian, and I think all of them, they're banded together pretty close. But it's my view. I can tell you flat out, but my past life, as evil as I've been, and I'm still pretty evil, except for, you know, with the grace of the Holy Spirit keeping me straight and narrow. To quote a Baptist minister where I used to go to church, he said, I'm not what he was talking to some people. He said, Eddie's not what he should be. He's nowhere close. But he's nowhere close to where he used to be. He's come a long ways. Anyway, people, it is, like I said, it's November the 16th, the year of our Lord, 2019. And we'll have an outline for you in just a minute. It's going to be tonight. It's going to be me and Lee in the studios. Matt's going to be camping us out. Jacob is out. We'll probably bring Jacob in probably next week, hopefully. We've been waiting on guests all day long. And it's funny, in the radio business, you have people, you know, bugging you day and night, wanting to come on the show. And then when we had a backlog of guests, and all of a sudden they're nowhere to be seen, but you're not to fret. We're going to bring you a dynamite show. But, you know, people, you know what we do here. We're a straight-up Christian, hardcore Christian show. By the way, Lee, don't let me forget to talk about Sam's show you had last the other day, Thursday. That's how we do here, people, porch talk. I remind Lee, Lee reminds me on the air. Anyway, get ready. People, please bow your heads because our brother, my little big brother, I love you to death, little Lee, he's going to lead us into prayer. So if you will, Lee, lead us in prayer, fella.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, please help our political prisoners and their families, and please help us to expose Zionism, and also please help us to prevent a civil war in America and a foreign war. And please pray for our enemies so they could see the light of truth. Anyway, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. I tell you what, we're not the professionals, you know. As you people might know, I'm an old combat medic, a.k.a. registered nurse. Lee has a job. Matt has a job. We're all amateurs, but I tell you what, What we lack in professionalism, we can't stack up with the great Sam Bushman. He's a professional. He's been doing this for 26 years. Not just kissing his tail, you know, we don't do that here. But I would like to tell you people, if you want to hear the prototype of what radio could be, go back. I think it was Thursday when Lee had a great guest. Naturally, I can't remember names. He had a guest on. It was exposing talking about the vaccines. And there's a he had a great, they were talking about this great surgeon. I have a book put out, called, I think called Vaxxed, by the great one and only Jeremy Wakefield. He's a physician, a pediatrician from London. They ran him out of England because he was exposing the incredible damage that's directly linked to the vaccines. But if you will, go and listen. Go into Liberty News Roundtable and listen to the archives for last Thursday. It was the first hour, I believe. Listen to that. And you will find out a lot about vaccines. But right now, we'll give you a quick outline. We're going to bring Matt on in a minute. We're going to do another prayer to people, but this week we're going to do a little bit different. We're going to close with a prayer. Last week, the Spirit hit me. I just felt like I was under a lot of duress, worry, and there's so much coming out. We're going to get a little bit off our platform tonight because we're going to bring some really depressing news to y'all. It's kind of depressing to me. But if you're a Christian, you know, have no worry. But, Lee, would you want to say something? I'm sorry. Did you say something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to talk about this Saudi prince, Mohammed bin Salman. What a crooked guy he is in bed with our government, of course. We're going to talk about some vaccinations, like I told you about that, vaccines. I'd like to read their brother Gene Andrews' letter he wrote to, I think, see the Barnes Review. Superb letter. I wanted him to come on and read it last week, but we couldn't reach him. He's on the road a lot. We want to talk about this Texas A&M professor. He's a professor, a black professor. He's been going around saying that white people are going to have to be killed, mass murders for black liberation, man. And then we're going to try to cover a little bit one of our brothers, our brother Buddy from Arkansas. He sends us stuff. He sent me this great book, The Barnes Review. It's the special edition, 25th anniversary edition. We could do. There's enough articles in there to do shows for 6 months, and then we're gonna touch on this what they call the Kansas Massacre. It was a black people once again murdering, raping, and torturing the humans, white people, and their dog. Even we're gonna talk about some stuff. Maybe I got some stuff we left out last week we didn't get to. If we get time, we're also going to talk about. We're gonna mention the documentary, The United States Ship Liberty. There's a movie coming out about that. They're still working on that. True News is working on a documentary, but they keep adding more and more and more material that they found. Also, we're going to talk about, there's a couple of articles, this dynamite articles out of the Knights Party newspaper called The Crusader. It's one called How the Democratic Party is Becoming the Anti-White Party. It's how we got radical, racial nationalism breaking out in Latvia and other places in Europe. We're just going to have a great show tonight. But, you know, people, I don't want to hammer it too hard. I don't want to burn y'all out, but I'd like to go back to the League of the South and Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs. I'd like to go back and just remind y'all, because I know my memory sucks. It's really bad. You know, I have organic brain damage. I was telling Matt about that earlier today. You know, I guess people get sick and tired of me talking about that. But, you know, I've got some organic brain damage, scar tissue, and I never was great anyway before that happened. But my memory's pretty bad. So, and I figure some of y'all's memory's bad. But we need to remind you, Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs are going to be dragged into court in Charlottesville, Virginia. I hear the music, but I wrap this up real quick. God only knows when, probably in June, July of this coming summer. Please keep them in contact. Go to League of the South's website, and if you can, send them some money. People will be right back. We're going to bring the one and only Matt Goodwin on. Hold on to your seats. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? to help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Go ahead and make my day, folks. As we told you before the break, we're getting ready to bring the one and only Matt in. Before we do, I'd like to comment on the commercial we just heard. It's about, I believe that was Senator Rand Paul talking about that how they're killing children. He's seen children, I believe. He said they would fit in the palm of his hand. Believe it or not, this is, I go off on these rabbit trails all the time, these spontaneous rabbit trails. And I talk to my, Matt and Lee about this and Jacob all the time. I run, if you people know, everybody in the Western Hemisphere, you know that my life revolves around running. It keeps me out of the psych ward. It keeps me healthy. You know, that's true. That's true. But anyway, I run downtown Memphis a lot, down what they call the Riverside Drive walkway, to like pedestrians and all this stuff. And I've told you people before, I've been running down there, probably down this Riverside Drive, and also I do workout on the stairs down there. One set of stairs, there's 73 steps. One set, there's 84. I do those a jillion times. But in 2.5 or 3 years, I can count, I'm not kidding you, I'm not exaggerating, I can count on one hand how many children I've seen. You never see a white child. You see a few blacks, you never see a white. You see all these people in their prime childbearing ages, from 20 to 40, 20, 35. And you know what they're doing? They're herding these dogs. And I don't have anything against dogs. I'm getting to where I almost don't like them because there's so damn many mean ones. These people let them rear up on you and snarl at you. And they take films of them. They put clothes on them. Like they're humans, and I've asked a million of these people down there. Believe it or not, people, we're coming to a point of this story. And I say, what's the difference between your dog there and a toadstool, a mushroom, a lichen going on in a lot? You know, a lichen, they have a symbiotic relationship, if I remember, going between a bacteria and a mole. You know, they each feed off of each other. But basically a dog, and I love dogs, I have a beagle, but dogs, the smartest dog I've ever seen in my life was stupid. And they love these damn dogs. And if you kick one of them, I almost got into a fight on the Mississippi Bridge last year because this dog was trying to attack me, and I kicked the hell out of him, and the owners were wanting to fight. And I said, just be glad I don't have my .45, because that dog would be going sinking in the bottom of the Mississippi River. But okay, and the reason I'm saying that, this Dr. Rand Paul is jogging my memory. Why are we allowing these millions of white children, all children of all types, but I'm mainly concerned with our own white kids being aborted? And you can mention that these airheads downtown about kids being aborted. Why don't you have kids? And they just can't relate. They love their damn dogs more than humans. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. Man, I'm sorry I went off on that rabbit trail, but that commercial we had just really, really irks me, son. Go ahead. What you got for us, Matt?
You know what? Rabbit trails are okay, because I'm about to go off on one myself. I'm about as angry as a rabid pit bull. Okay, listen. You know what we do, folks, on Blood River Radio. When the bell rings, we come out and we defend our corner and we try to take the center of the ring and we try to get our opponents knocked out, whatever it matters.
Amen. Well, amen, Matt. Amen, Matt.
Sometimes that opponent is our own corner, our own people. And I'm going to go after one. I was listening to Liberty Roundtable this week on Wednesday, and Sam Bushman had a guest caller call in, and she was talking about how the communists have taken over our institution. And Sam Bushman, the man who loves liberty himself, said that the people failed the Constitution. How many times have y'all heard this garbage? The people failed the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence didn't fail. The people failed it. The people failed the Constitution. I want to ask him something. Who led the direction of this country from 1776 all the way to 1860? How did George down in Georgia, who's just trying to chop two cords of wood for his family so they can eat through the winter, how did that man fail the Constitution? All of these satanic policies, like the baby killing you just talked about, came from one source, one city. And you name what city it is, Eddie.
I'll tell you what, it came out of Washington, D.C., the best of my knowledge, son.
You got that right. Washington, D.C.
And also Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, and and Satan himself. Don't tell me the people failed the documents when the documents were so worthless they didn't even last 70 years. Just like France's Declaration of the Rights of Man, the system failed before the paper even failed. We don't need special chemical preservatives. We don't need special glass plates to preserve these documents in halls and museums. The system failed in 1860, and it did not stand. And it all came out of Washington, D.C. Don't tell me the people failed when over a million men stood up from the Southeast and took up arms against a corrupt system and took up arms to resist and fight against evil and fight against a tyrannical government. Those men, the Confederate soldiers, were standing up for the constitutional values and the Declaration of Independence values. And criminality and a criminal thug system beat them down. So don't sit here and tell me the people failed that. No, my blood's boiling. Can you tell?
No. Well, you know, I was talking to Rachel Pendergraph about that similar
Hey,
Sam wants to know if you. Sam wants to know, Matt, if you would like to allow him to have a quick rebuttal. But before Sam, let him rebuttal, I would just like to make this comment. Now, Robert E. Lee himself, along with the great one and only General Nathan Bedford Forrest, said they were fighting. They fought to try to preserve the Constitution. Robert E. Lee said that if the Constitution had been followed by Lincoln and the Northerners, that the war would have never transpired because the Constitution allowed for the secession of states, et cetera. So now, I'm not a constitutional expert on that, but Rachel Pendergraft's want to talk about it. So Matt. And I had nothing to do with this. I'm just a neutral party here. But Matt, Sam wants to know if you would like Tim to come on and do a rebuttal.
He sure can. I'd welcome it.
Okay, Sam. I'm sure you heard that. Sam, are you ready to ring the bell to go a couple of rounds? I'll be the timekeeper. I'll say ding. I'll ring the call. Okay, and the count of five. Sam Bushman's going to come on to give a rebuttal to Matt. One. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, ding. I had to cue up my mic, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you. So let me throw out a couple of things that I think you need to clearly be aware of that you're flat out ignorantly ignoring. And the reason I say ignorantly is because you got to study the founding fathers' words. You got to understand the intent of the founders, and you got to understand the principles in the supreme law of our land. And if you ignore those things, then you can call it a piece of paper that you wouldn't wipe your butt with. You can go ahead and do that, but it isn't about a piece of paper. It's about constitutional, God-given, unalienable rights and principles codified in a supreme law of the land. Now, the founding fathers started out when they were asked what kind of government they gave the people. They were told, we gave you a republic if you can keep it. So, Matt, I want you to tell me the difference between a constitutional republic based on God's law and a democracy. Can you do that for me? If you can't, you make my point.
The democracy and the constitutional republic in 1860 sent an army down to...
No. You're supposed to tell me the difference between the two. We're not talking about 1860 yet. We'll get there.
The difference between the two is one's mob rule. The other is a minority mob rule.
Okay, so see, he clearly doesn't understand the intent by God through the founding fathers of a constitutional republic. Now, a true democracy is indeed mob rule, as Matt wisely points out. I'll give him credit where credit's due. But where he misses the boat is a constitutional republic is based on the rule of law and adherence to principles. And the principles relate to specific checks and balances that have been absolutely negated and ignored by the people. And when you do not obey the checks and balances, you will get eventual anarchy and tyranny. The people have failed the Constitution. Give me seconds and I'll prove it.
People, you're hearing a great debate. And when we come back, I'd just like to chime in one or two comments, and then I'm going to let the two fighters come back to the center of the ring. We'll be right back, people. Get your popcorn.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House impeachment investigators met in private today with a White House budget official as the inquiry produces new testimony offering direct insight of President Donald Trump's actions toward Ukraine. Investigators heard in closed session from State Department official David Holmes, who delivered a first-hand account that puts the president at the forefront of the events. Holmes testified that he overheard Trump in a phone call with his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland, saying he wanted Ukraine to conduct investigations. Sondland later explained the investigations pertained to Biden's, a reference to former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son, Hunter. It was one of the first direct accounts of Trump seeking investigations of a political rival and provides Democrats with a counterargument to Republicans who dismissed the testimony so far as largely hearsay from diplomats and others. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
A car bomb exploded this morning in a northern Syrian town controlled by Turkey-backed fighters, killing at least 18 people, wounding several others. Northern Syria has been hit by several explosions that have killed and wounded scores of people over the last month since Turkey began a military operation against Kurdish fighters in the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to pull the bulk of American troops out of northern Syria. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack.
Elizabeth Warren announced that she would expand public health insurance during the first 100 days in office, but would not push for a passage of Medicare for All until the third year of her presidency. The Massachusetts Democratic senator released a health care transition plan that first vows to build on existing programs, including the Obama administration's Affordable Care Act. Warren says then she'll work with Congress to pass pieces of a universal coverage proposal more gradually, with the whole thing being ready no later than her third year in office. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, believe it or not, this is, I know it's live radio. I know you know that. I know you can believe that. But we had, this was not even in the script. That's what happens when you have live radio. I got this big script here. But the script be damned, you have to go with your gut instinct. Right now we have two combatants in the ring. One is a pro-Constitution, one is not. I would like to say this, about 2 cents worth in there. No document, no government, there's never been one that was worth a damn unless the people obeyed, and unless you have a moral principle. Also, the founding fathers said.
So thanks for the opening cue, Eddie. The point is, a republic is basically a unique form of government, never been tried in the history of the world before the founding fathers came up with the idea. I believe they were inspired of God to come up with this brilliant idea, which really tries to strike a balance between tyranny and anarchy. Okay? And the way they do that is by the checks and balances. In every bit of the supreme law of our land is a brilliant, straight out of the Bible, checks and balances provision. So you've got the states and the federal to offset each other, which is not happening now. We have allowed the 17th Amendment to be perverted, and now you don't have state representatives called senators where the states could call their representatives in Washington, D.C. to account. Now the states have no representation in Washington whatsoever because we've allowed that to be destroyed. You were supposed to have the federal government divided into thirds. The Supreme Court was the weakest branch of the three, the furthest from the people. The House was the closest to the people with the most representatives. The Senate was supposed to be represented by the states, so everybody had a seat at this round table of checks and balances. But we've destroyed that with the 17th Amendment. We've moved more towards a democracy because the states don't have a seat at the table. And the three branches of government, the robed thugs, have literally become the most powerful branch of government because the other two branches do not insist on reining in the supremacy of the Supreme Court, reining in the belligerent activist robed thugs. And as a result, what you get is this unaccountable judiciary. Now, the people are responsible for this, though. If the people were to demand a replacement of their representatives, if the people were to demand judges were impeached, if the people were to demand that the states have representation and that the federal government stays in their constitutional lane, which means the narrow, defined, here are the things you're allowed to do, everything else is off the table. If we insisted on that as a people, we would have a proper role of government. But because we, the people, don't insist on it, we're too busy with bread and circus. And then we've replaced bread and circus with blood and circus because we allow flat out the delivering of babies and the discussion while we keep those babies comfortable of how we're going to murder them alive. We allow that kind of violation of the Ten Commandments. We're coveters. We're truce breakers. We're everything the Bible describes as a flat out immoral people. And the founding fathers, they said when asked what kind of government, you have a republic if you can keep it. And what that meant was, is if you people are moral enough to insist on good constitutional government, you can never expect to be ignorant and free. And so as we the people have basically doubled down in bread and circus, which means entertainment and whatever immoral thing we can pursue, they have destroyed the country. Our leaders have got in bed with communists and dictators and thugs. They're all on a political game. They have created secret combinations above the people. And we are losing our liberties not because of the piece of paper called the Constitution, but because we are violating sound principle at every turn. And the only way back to a strong country is, as God says biblically, you have a republic if you can keep it, said the founding fathers. Here's how God says it in the Bible. If you repent and turn unto me and follow Jesus Christ, I will heal your land and protect you. And I'm telling you, if we ignore God, family, and country, and we expect to be free, we are psychotic. and we are avoiding the fundamental truths which could restore our country. It isn't the fault of the supreme law of the land. Even though we lost a lot of rights in 1860, we were justified in losing those rights.
Not for any reason
but that we violated the commandments of God. And I happen to know more about it than just about anybody because I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And in the 1830s and 40s and 50s, the United States literally kicked out a whole religious group from their country, ran them out on a rail, raped the women and children. Governor Boggs in Missouri created an extermination order against the Mormons. And they literally, this country that was designed on allowing religious freedom, literally drove a whole religious sect out of the country. Okay? And when you do that kind of stuff, God will get pissed. And he will destroy a people and destroy a country. And the only way to prevent it is to obey God's laws and obey fundamental principles laid out in the supreme law of our land.
I'm glad you brought up
Let me just chime in one second, Matt, because this is turning into great radio. I'm so glad you brought this up. I would just like to chime in my 2 cents worth. Now, if you go all the way back, I was telling Sam during the break, if you go all the way back to right after Abraham was getting his thing going in the Bible, you know, the Israelites supposedly were God's chosen people because they were the light of Jesus. What would they do? They would, every 25, 30, 50 years, they would screw up. They'd start sinning. They would worship idols. They would worship the poles. The poles are always mentioned. The poles of the Bible. They were literally burning their children alive and feeding them to Baal. What they would do, the stinking Israelites would hit their knees and pray and pray and pray. God would say, okay, bring them out of bondage and get them another chance. Within a few more years, they do the same thing. It's repeated over and over and over and over. You know, we have a strict manual of operation for all of God's people. It's called the Bible. It's been ignored. I mean, who in the hell still ignores, obeys the Bible? Nobody. I don't even do like I should do. You know what? In all the hell we're catching this country right now, it's because we have turned our back on God. You know, no system of government is going to work for an immoral people. And we were just about as immoral as Sodom and Gomorrah. We don't miss them that much. But I'm sorry, Matt.
But you can't blame the supreme law as the fault for that.
Yes,
no, that's right.
Hang on. Slow down. Hang on. First off, Rome was a republic before America ever was, and Rome failed.
Only because they were an immoral people. Do you agree?
Listen, I'm not debating the merits of morality here.
Okay, but if you're immoral, hold on, but if you're moral, you can preserve a nation, and if you're not, you can't.
Well, if we all lived according to the Bible, we wouldn't need any government type. The Bible says that laws are for the immoral, the unrighteous.
Yes, but there's always going to be immoral among us. But as long as the majority's moral and as long as we obey biblical principles, we will be protected by God. But and the only way we lose that is if we become immoral.
But we are talking about the validity of the pieces of paper that our founders wrote on. And I'm glad you mentioned checks and balances. Let me talk about those weaknesses. First off, you mentioned the judiciary weakness that I was going to bring up.
Okay, but it's not a weakness. Hold on, it's not a weakness.
They had no checks on judicial powers.
They do.
They had no.
Hold on, we have the ability to impeach judges. The Constitution says they're there upon good behavior for life. Well, if we want to rout those thugs out and impeach them, we can, but nobody insists on it.
For life. They're there for life.
Hold on.
They have
hold on.
A limit on the numbers.
Upon good behavior, though. You're not reading the whole thing.
And
let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask a quick question.
You
got to
read the whole
Sam
Constitution, not just the parts you want.
Sam, I want to ask you a question, and then after you get through, Sam, I want to Matt, you answer the question. Now, I totally agree. Even Jefferson himself said that he envisioned that the black robed. He talked about a black robed theocracy. That's my words. So why? And I know why. This is a rhetorical question. Sam first, and then Matt, and then Lee. Why have we allowed, why have the black thug robes, why has the Supreme Court and all the federal, especially the federal judges, why have they come just a group of thugs that ruling no law at all, just ruling the law is what the hell they say it is. They're not going by the rule of law. Why have we let them get so far out of hand?
My answer is because we have two fundamental things that the people are not engaged in. You cannot be ignorant and free. You cannot have a republic if you don't insist on maintaining its checks and balances properly. It's kind of like, why does my car not work? Well, because you drove it without oil and the thing seized up. It's not your car's fault. Okay? Same principle applies here. We, the people, have not insisted on impeaching judges when they break the law. That's on one side of the coin. On the other side of the coin, we could have fully informed juries and negate unconstitutional laws like income tax, etc., every day of the week if we had the guts and if we'd stand as holy men. But we don't do it. We just simply double down and run around in fear, and we let the judges basically create kingmen that rule over the people like tyrants and thugs. But we don't use the principles in the Constitution to prevent it like we should. And if we use those checks and balances, and if we were a moral people, God would help us, and it would stop.
Now, I have a question for Matt. And Matt, after I ask you a question, let me ask you a quick question, Matt. Matt, why have our representatives in Congress, why have they abdicated their duty, just like Sam says? Why are they letting the Supreme Court, the court system in general, but specifically the Supreme Court, why are they allowing the courts to take over, to legislate for the bench, to rule over them, walk over them, and to walk all over us, the citizens, we, the people of the United States? Matt, why is that the case? I know why. If you don't know,
because,
I'll tell y'all both.
Because we, the people, do not have the power to impeach those people, and that is by design. They want them ruling over.
I submit to you we do, and I can prove it.
People, hang on to your seats. This is turning into a bar burner. I'm enjoying this. God bless. God, thank you for live radio. I'm really excited. People will be right back in just a minute. The script be down. We're going right back to Matt and Sam in just a minute. Hang on to your seats.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosherified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
People, I'm going to let that music play just a second. I love that music. man, I love that music. That should be our national anthem. Well, anyway, people, we're going to go right back to Matt, and we're going to go to Matt first and let him get his 2 cents worth out, and then we'll have Sam come back and respond to Matt's. Go ahead. Take it away, Matt.
Thank you. Finally, I get a chance to open up my mouth and speak. Listen.
That's it. You're done. I'm just kidding. You go ahead, Matt.
Those are the weaknesses of the Constitution, okay? First of all, you got a judicial system that if we could impeach judges, then of over a million men that took up arms in 1860, sure, by God, would have impeached any of those judges. But it's not possible because we were invaded and defeated, okay, criminally defeated, I might add. Republics tend to go this way. Rome fell. Where is the Romans? Where are the Romans now? Rome fell. That happened to a republic. Our republic also likewise fell. Republics, even idealistic ones, constitutional republics, turn into oligarchies. Let me talk about a quote from Lysander Spooner. A slave government is an oligarchy, and one, too, of the most arbitrary and criminal in character. That's what we lived under. We had a million men rise up to defeat tyranny. Abraham Lincoln was a traitor to this country. He sent down an army. I'm glad you talked about the Mormons being driven out west. Sam Bushman, who drove the Mormons out west? Who drove them out of each of their cities? It was the Yankees, and it was the Yankee army that came down to the south and tried to position itself over us. I've got
Great point.
Quote. I've got another quote by Lysander Spooner, and it says, let me find it. Hang on just a second.
People, I sure hope you're enjoying this.
If taxation without consent is robbery, the United States government has never had, has not now, and is never likely to have a single honest dollar in its treasury. If taxation without consent is not robbery, then any band of robbers have only to declare themselves a government, and all their robberies are legalized. Now, I'm going to sound like Greta Thunberg here. When we had over a million men take up arms, how dare you say that we failed the Constitution? We failed it. No. Our men took up arms and fought against tyranny to preserve what our values were and to preserve the constitutional
freedoms.
Great point. Now, that's all I have to say for that. Let me address a couple other weaknesses in the Constitution.
Hold on. So let's quickly talk. Hold on. You talked about the judicial branch.
No. You took like a whole segment. Give me a second. I've got a couple other weaknesses.
All right. Go ahead. Let's talk about the judicial branch, though, because you're wrong, and we'll prove it.
Executive branch weaknesses. The executive, the president, didn't even have term limits. How do you have a strong system of government when you could?
The president has term limits.
No.
So does every member of Congress.
No. Not defined in the Constitution.
Yeah, it is.
No, George Washington said it's not good for a president to be in more than two times. Okay, Franklin Roosevelt was in four times, working on his fifth when he died or something.
I understand, but a president right now can only serve two terms, right?
Post the fact, I think they've amended it since, but originally.
I understand, but all I'm telling you is it's two terms for a president.
So
and it's
the
it's,
first president in theoretical terms could have stayed in indefinitely, forever. It could have been a complete monarchy.
Not if the people rioted and shut him down.
1860.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. How many people watch American Idol, Matt?
I do not watch America.
I know. How many people? Do you have any idea?
Do you?
It's about 130 million, 120 million, 110 million. How many people watch the Super Bowl, Matt?
I don't know.
All right. How many people literally take to the streets and riot that a judge gets taken out of office when they flat out put same-sex marriage into our lives? How many people literally stand up and do anything to change it?
To change the Washington policy. You got me. I don't know.
Okay.
Go.
Well, all I know is this. Whenever they put same-sex marriage in, there was a few people that stood up. One lady in Alabama, which was a county assessor or whatever she was, and she wrote the marriage licenses or whatever.
Kim Davis.
Okay, she was one of the only very few to stand up. Her and a couple of people stood up for her, But for the most part, everybody in the nation just flat out rolled over and let same-sex marriage become the law of the land. If you had as many people that watch American Idol stand up and say, no, we back Kim, we want this thug judge impeached, the Constitution says that they're on good behavior, they were an activist on the bench, they weren't obeying the law, they created law, they violated the checks and balances, and we will not go home until this judge is impeached, I'm telling you, we wouldn't have the same scenario. Okay. So as long as the people sit down and do nothing, I'll give you another example to make the point. How many people are in the media having a discussion like you and I are having, and how many radio networks would even let you have this discussion?
Zero.
Okay, that's not true. We're having it right now, and I'm one of them. And it's all on my back, and it's all my penny, and I work my A off every single day, all day on my day job, to fund this radio network so we can have these discussions. What if there was 100 million people like me, Matt? You think they'd be able to control the narrative? Okay, the people aren't taking the action. The people aren't moral. The people aren't insisting on the checks and balances. And therein lies your problem, my friend.
And what happened in 1860?
So in 1860, you had a battle between two factions of the country over a lot of issues. Many people want you to believe it was over slavery. I don't believe slavery was the half of it. It was over states' rights. Right? And this states' rights discussion, there was people going to the streets for war and blood, but there wasn't people insisting on appropriate change. There was a, quote, take it to the streets war, a crush of the rebellion. Both sides had legitimate points. Both sides were wrong. The nation was wicked and literally, a few years before, kicked out a whole religious sect, ran them out on a rail. Okay?
Which nation?
The United States of America.
The Washington, D.C. variety.
No, it was Missouri that literally kicked them out of Missouri.
Yeah, man, that was...
I wouldn't call Missouri Washington, D.C. It was considered the frontier of those days, right?
And they were kicked out of Illinois.
Correct.
Or Indiana.
Illinois. And several others. So when you literally have a nation that is founded upon religious freedom to worship how, where, what you may, and you literally burn them out, rape the women, murder the women and children, literally an extermination order. The Mormons were treated way worse than even the blacks. There was an extermination order. Shoot them on sight, kill them, run them out. They literally were forced out into the cold and the snow and the ice with bare feet and no provisions and driven from their homes. And you're telling me you expect no repercussions from God for that kind of behavior? I'm telling you that it's the wickedness of the people that are causing the loss of our liberties. And yes, the North was tyrannical. I'm not debating that at all. The South was right on states' rights. However, when they went to war into the streets at some point, you got to ask, is somebody going to, you know, pick a side and somebody going to win? And what's going to be the repercussions? There was better ways to solve the problem constitutionally rather than create a civil war. And we're going to create a civil war again in America if we don't look towards the Constitution for solutions. Because otherwise, you have no example of a stable system of government in the history of the world besides the supreme law of the land. It was a grand old experiment by the founding fathers. It was successful. Was it perfect? Far from. Have we lost a lot of liberties? Yes, we have. But you can't blame it on the principles and the checks and balances. You got to blame it on the immorality and the unwillingness of the American people to take the proper actions. You have a republic if you can keep it. Now, de Tocqueville doubled down and said America is great because America's good, meaning moral. If America ceases to be good, meaning moral, America will cease to be great. You're seeing it before your very eyes, and you have two virtual founding father prophetic statements to back up the points I'm making.
So you acknowledge that the North was a tyrannical government, and you acknowledge that the Northerners drove out the Mormon.
No, I acknowledge that the North had some tyrannical aspects and the South had some tyrannical aspects as well. Both of them had some rights and some wrongs. Okay? And the nation... The nation is who drove out the Mormons, not just the Northerners. How many of the Southern states stood up in defense of the Mormons and came with an army to defend them? Zero, my friend.
How many drove them out?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't know that I call Missouri a Northern state.
Well, it wasn't a Southern state.
Was it a Northern? If you want to get technical, like half the states we determine as Southern states weren't even Southern states either. There was very few leadership Southern states anyway. How many total? 14?
11.
11, okay. So, and did they drive them out? I don't know that they ever had the chance to. but they're part of the nation that did, and they didn't do anything to stop it.
Well, let me add another.
Wait, let me say it again. They didn't do anything to stop it.
Let me add.
They didn't do anything to stop it. See what I mean? The people, when they don't do anything.
Well, sure, we did something to stop it. In 1860, over a million people through 1860.
That was a whole different discussion, a whole different issue after they were already driven out. They got driven out in 1844, 45, 46, 47, 48. It wasn't but 15 years later that war happened.
1840 to 1860, we were trying the constitutional ways of fixing it.
And what did they do constitutionally to defend the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Well, it would have been involved with states' rights.
And whatever. Yes, it would. And so Joseph Smith Jr. at the time, the prophet of the Mormon Church who ran for office to be president of the United States, how many of the southern states voted for him? He went to the president at the time and he said, "Your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you."
I've got another people group. I want to bring
people
when we get back.
You got
the music. We got to go to a quick break. We'll probably continue some of this we're transitioning from the first hour to the second hour. Lee Cochran wants to join in on this debate when we come back to the second hour. People, hold on to your seats. Get your cup of coffee. This is going to be kind of a long break. Be right back.